I'm Brad Locke, and you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Here we go, flying solo today. The lads are busy with other things. I'm not actually alone, though. Got Podgator here, as always. Welcome in to yet another episode of Prep Rally. You may have noticed last week we moved the podcast home to a different, off of WordPress. It's still easy to find. If you just, if you got iTunes or Spotify or what have you. But we have it with the RSS. Anyway, but I also send out the link from our Twitter page at DJournal Sports. But just to let you know, in case you were wondering, you can find all the older episodes there as well at the new site. Let's see. What is today? The 3rd of April. Hard to believe, but it is. Got a lot to talk about, and it's mostly baseball and softball. We do have some coaching news, however. I want to remind you that this podcast is brought to you by Pizza Doctor, Midtown Point in Tupelo. We got the meat lovers today. We also got the chicken Alfredo, my personal favorite. So check out Pizza Doctor if you love great pizza. Let's start with the baseball and softball. Baseball, specifically. I get out Monday night to a game at Ingomar. Ingomar taking on Bruce in a Region 2-2A game. And Bruce having a pretty good season. Ingomar has had some struggles, and then they had some guys out sick and injured for this one, so that didn't help. And Bruce got the win 12-4 to clinch the region title. Third year in a row they've done it under third-year coach Chase Clark. Kind of started out a bit of a pitcher's duel, but then Bruce had a big fifth inning, scored five runs to open up a 7-1 lead, and then added five more the next inning. Caden Tunnell had a big two-out RBI single to really spark that big fifth inning, and that was the key, getting those timely hits. They had 12 hits on the game, and Ingomar held to just five hits. So, anyway, 12-4 was the final score there. And Bruce, looking pretty good team. Got some guys that can swing the bat. And we were supposed to have games Tuesday, but of course the rain once again ruined those plans, so hardly anyone played. A lot of these games get moved to Wednesday today, or Thursday, or next week, or Saturday. The schedule's changed up quite a bit, so and I have updated everything that I know about. Those schedules can be found at djournal.com. Also, we'll have them in the paper, as always. Going back to last week, I got to see Oxford against Lewisburg, and that was a really good game, one of the better games I've seen this season. And after seeing that game, started thinking, I know Oxford is good, obviously, but I think they might be or could potentially be a state title contender in Class 7A. I mean, Lewisburg has, a lot of people think, the best pitcher in the state, and they did a good job against him, got him out of the game before it was over and done with. Ended up with a 4-2 win. That pitcher's name, by the way, Talon Haley. But yeah, Oxford with a big region win there, and got a great performance from the starting pitcher, Brady Stinnett. Stinnett didn't allow a hit until the fifth inning, and he ended up going 6 1/3. They brought in this big eighth grader, Robert Upchurch, to close it out. Okay, you don't see many eighth graders pitching in 7A baseball or doing anything else besides maybe riding the bench. Not even usually on the varsity. But this is a big, talented kid, and he shut the door, got two outs, the final two outs, to clinch the win. Jack Harper had a big home run after Lewisburg had rallied to tie it. That put him back ahead. and they added an insurance run later and end up getting the win. Now, as of this moment, Oxford is in second place in Region 1-7A behind Hernando. Hernando beat Oxford on, they did actually get to play. One of the few games that got played yesterday was that one, and Hernando beating Oxford. So Hernando is in first place in that region, 5-0. Oxford is 4-1. Lewisburg is 3-2, and Oxford ended up beating Lewisburg again on Saturday by a run, so they have the tiebreaker over them if it comes to that. But they get another shot at Hernando later this week, and really need to win that one to keep their division title hopes alive. But, you know, so 7A is always just brutal. I mean, Oxford, I think, could win state, but, you know, so could Hernando, and wouldn't surprise me if Lewisburg did as well. And then you got the 2-7A with Tupelo and Madison Central. I mean, it's always so freaking loaded in 7A baseball. On the softball diamond, I had an update in today's paper on East Union, reigning 2A state champion and playing like a state champ this year, off to a 13-2 start, undefeated in Region 1-2A. Riding the arm of Lucy Cochran, as they did last year when she was just an eighth grader. She's a freshman now. She's put on some muscle mass. Gives her a little more endurance. If she has to stay out there for a long time pitching, which she usually doesn't, she can usually shut teams down pretty quick. I mean, she's got a 1.2 ERA, 96 strikeouts in 60 innings. And got plenty of help offensively. Marley Clayton, just an eighth grader, leads the team with a 5.21 average. Addison Russell, freshman, hitting .435. Allie Cooper, sophomore, .432. So this looks like a team that could win it all again. 2A, not going to be easy now, that you know, especially because they got Hamilton up in 2A now. Hamilton won it last year in 1A. And you got some other teams to deal with there in 2A. But anyway, I had a little update on East Union in today's paper, if you want to check that out. Coaching news, a couple of football hires within the last week. Nettleton has a new head football coach. Kyle Bond, taking over, was approved last Thursday, replaces John Keith, who took an administrative position at New Albany Middle School. This is the first head coaching job for Bond. But if you pay attention to assistant coaches around here, you're probably like me and thinking this is a really good hire. He was at the Boonville for 4 years as the offensive coordinator. Then the last 4 years was the defensive coordinator at Houston. And had a lot of success with both programs and his respective offensive and defensive units that he ran. And a guy that, you know, at 35 years old has always wanted to be a head coach. He's got a lot of, you know, really energetic young guy, young to me anyway. I think that's a really good fit. He inherits a pretty strong core group with guys like Braylon Williams and Gavin Pargo and a bunch of other guys that, you know, I think they have a ceiling they haven't come close to touching yet with the amount of talent they have. But those guys are all going to be a year older and more experienced, and you know, having a coach that has experience running both offense and defense, that's always a plus. Kyle Bond said he would like to run the offense this year, but it's going to depend on how the coaching staff, what it ends up looking like. May hand that off to someone else. We'll see. Tupelo has a new defensive coordinator after Chris Shoop decided to make a move into administration. They have hired Daniel Young, previously at South Panola. So, usually can't go wrong hiring a coach from South Panola. he's a young guy, again, young to me, but did a really good job at South Panola last season. His defense forced 19 turnovers. They only allowed just over 200 yards per game. South Panola went 11-2, reached the 6A North Final. And he's taken over a defense that is going to be pretty loaded again next year. Jerralyn McCoy, the big-time recruit at defensive end, and he's surrounded by some really good pieces, especially on the back end, Iverson McCoy and Mason Dunn, all those guys. So pretty solid hire there for Tupelo and Daniel Young as the defensive coordinator. Okay, let's wrap this up with Athletes of the Week. can go to our Twitter page at DJournalSports and vote for male and female athletes of the week. The nominees: female athlete of the week, Shamiah Inslow of Baldwin, Allie Enzi of Mantachie, and Sammy Gunter of Bruce. The male athlete nominees: Tristan Hendricks of Hatley, Drew Rousey of Biggersville, and Andrew Williams of Alcorn Central. And that's all the time I have for this episode of Prep Rally. Thanks for joining me. You can find us every week wherever you find your podcast, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. Be sure to check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor, at Midtown Point in Tupelo. And I guess I'll go back out there and make sure the lads are being productive. So until next time, we'll see you.